This one's called Master Splinter.
Is that why your nickname was General Butt Naked?
Seek professional help.
Even Papua New Guineans from the coast find life in the highlands pretty wild.
If the enemy dares to invade even an inch, the Revolutionary Armed Forces, where the whole country has been turned into an impregnable fortress, and the whole people have been equipped with arms, will smite aggressors mercilessly.
Nose hair, lint gland.
Este es el programa número uno.
With Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco, Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on
Radio Valencia. What a hand! Mama little baby threw some chocolate in the mix. Mama little baby lava help out in the kitchen. Mama little baby threw some kisses in the mix.
Mama's little baby lava shortening bread.
Mama's little baby lover, help her win a kid. Mama, little baby, threw some trouble in the mix. Mama, little baby lover, help her win a kid. Mama, little baby, threw some kisses in the mix.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond. We'll be right back.
personal crazy crush when the thought is lost in all the confusion, the current swept it
Scott C. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, wo die Mais hier sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön.
Jawohl.
Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Honolulu-Strand, im Homonukenland. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, wo die Mais hier sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön.
Ja!
Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, wo die Mais hier sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Am Titicacasee, im Kilimandscharo-Schnee. Wo ist es am schönsten auf der Welt, das wollen wir wissen. Wo schöne Mädchen sind, weiß jedes Kind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, wo die Mais hier sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, wo die Mais hier sind. Überall, überall, wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön. Wo die Mais hier sind, da ist es schön.
begun your old ways, begun. Don't be afraid of anyone, like seasons just move on. Aorta live of ventricles and other winds of vehicles, from indigo to crystal light. You've one more chance, so get it right.
Stupid bitch by a nappy ass weave.
Started talking shit, wouldn't you know? I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. When her father stood up and he started to shout, so I threw a right cross and knocked his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life. alive, but to be legit, don't quote me, boy, I ain't said shit.
Tripping, but it's alright. Homie scored a key, he's gonna fly, punk ass fly.
Once upon a star, far, far away past the moon and Mars and Jupiter, there were ghosts. They were different from the ghosts we know. Because they lived in outer space, the sounds they made were different. Their sighing was different. Their moaning was different. Their crying was different. And they were sad at Halloween because they had nothing to do. No houses to haunt like our ghosts. No people to scare, because there was none. No tricks to play except on each other. So they decided to discover a real Halloween. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. They saw something big and red which caught their attention, and so they landed on Mars. But there were only Martians there who looked like monsters and sounded like machines. All kinds of machines. Big ones that squeaked and bubbled. And tooted. And hummed. Small ones that blared and clattered. And whistled. And thumped.
Dumb. 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 Dumb.
The ghosts tried to scare them. They clanged chains. They sneaked around and made ghostly sounds. They screeched and they shrieked. But the Martians paid no attention. They were too busy being Martians and sounding like machines, squeaking and bubbling and whistling and thumping. Besides, how can you scare a monster except by being nice? Which the ghosts didn't know how to be anyway. So they decided to take off once again, in search of houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They glided and soared into space as only ghosts can. Then, suddenly, they saw a spaceship coming from the moon. And filled with green cheese, rocks, and astronauts in spacesuits who looked a little bit like people. So, the ghosts thought they would follow along. Some of them hitched rides on the outside of the spaceship. And others rode moonbeams down. Soon they could see the people and the buildings, and soon they could hear the sounds of the earth. Kids playing, parents working and scolding. Cars in traffic.
Hey, buddy, will you watch where you're going?
And jack-o'-lanterns laughing because it was Halloween. The ghosts from outer space were happy. There were houses to haunt, and people to scare, and tricks to play. They made doors creak in the middle of the night like no doors ever creaked before. They made strange whistling noises outside windows as kids were going to sleep. They hid things that people needed and made things happen that nobody wanted to. But then a really strange thing happened. All the ghosts of the earth became very unhappy and started complaining on the TV news because now no one was paying any attention to them. They were getting lonely, which wasn't right or fair, and everyone was scared only of the ghosts from outer space, who were different from the ghosts we know and made sounds like no other ghosts. So
Send them back to their star where they belong, some of the angry ghosts said. There isn't enough business to go around. Put them in a space capsule and blast them off the face of Halloween. And they decided to do just that. But the ghosts from outer space may have overheard them, for they simply disappeared. They were nowhere to be seen. Maybe they were disturbed at the bad manners of the ghosts of the Earth. Maybe they just got tired of parents scolding and cars in traffic and all the pollution all the time and just flew away. Later, someone said two boys had tied rockets to the tails of their sheets on Halloween. Or maybe they just came to look around and then went home to prepare for the people who would come to their star in spaceships from the Earth one day soon. Whatever really happened, all you could hear at the end of that Halloween were the jack-o'-lanterns of the Earth laughing and laughing. Ha ha ha.